money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Show show. Ash cash show. Ash cash show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Welcome back. We back in the building. We back on the map. We was in Houston. Thursday, and then Jersey on Friday, and then I just had to catch up. It was a lot of traveling, so I think I said this, but I'm pretty sure I said this. Ramiah Trash, appreciate the badge love. A really close friend of mine, her husband suddenly passed away. And so I was in Houston for the Funny Money Tour. Fast shout to B. Simone, fast shout to Head Crack, B. Titty, Larice, anybody, that was in the building, DJ Low Key, everybody. So I was in Houston, had a great time there. And then the next day, I was in Jersey, supporting my friend and family. And then it just kind of threw me off. But a lot, of, you know, I think, man, I can't say this enough. You know what I'm saying? I can't say this enough that, it comes a time when you start to realize that, you got to stop playing. You know what I mean? There has to come a time. You know what I'm saying? There has to come a time when you realize that you got to stop playing with life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to come a time when you realize, like, yo, you know what? What am I waiting for? Like, you got to ask yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, ask yourself, like, yo, what am I waiting for? Like, what sign am I waiting for? What condition am I waiting for to do what are you actually waiting for? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say that enough. And I want us to get to a space of no more procrastination. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second is a blessing. I need you to that tight though. I don't even want to talk about every week. I don't want to talk about every month. I don't want to talk about every year. I want you to get micro now. Forget macro. Forget talking about the totality. Forget talking about 20. We got 26 days left in the year. 2022 is going to be your best year. Let's forget about that for a second. Let's start to get micro, right? Let's start to get micro. Let's just say every day is your day, right? Every single day is your day. How about we start there? How about we start with the micro stuff? How about we say, yo, every day is my day? How about we say, yo, every hour is my hour? Every minute is my minute. Every second is my second. You know what I'm saying? Because I think when we say, yo, this is going to be a great week, you know what I'm saying? Yo, this is going to be a great month. Yo, this is going to be a great year. When we put that off, we are discounting what we actually have right now, right? We're discounting what we all actually have, and what you actually have is today. You don't have this week. You don't have this week. You know what I'm saying? you don't have this month. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't have this year. You don't have the rest of the year. You don't have next year. You don't have 5 years from now. You don't have 10 years from now. You don't have none of that. You don't have it. You know what I'm saying? What Kanye say? Yo, we got a habit of spending before we get it. Trying to act like you got something and spending before you get it. You don't got it. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. It's not tangible. You ain't got it. You know what you do got? You got today. You got today. You got this hour. You got this minute. You got this second. And the moment you start treating life that way, the moment you start looking at every single second, minute, hour, day as something tangible that you have, that you could touch, you could feel, you could hold on to, and put some respect, right? Put some respect on today. The moment you start to put yourself out there in that way, right, becomes the moment that you now start to live your full life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the moment that you live your full life. That's the moment that you really understand, right, that if you're going to do everything in that way, then everything has to be done with excellence. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so today we're gonna talk about let go to live. You know, I believe that there are a lot of people right now, some of y'all are not living because you're holding on. Right? A lot of y'all, and I'm gonna just say us, you know what I mean? A lot of us, right, are not living because we're holding on. We don't even realize how holding on is scarcity mindset. And the more you hold on to things that you know don't no longer serve you, but you're holding on, I don't know what you're holding on, right? Are you holding on waiting for the situation to be better? Are you holding on until you get a replacement? I don't know what you're holding on for. I can't tell you. I can't tell you why you're holding on, but I can tell you that holding on is costing you. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that holding on is costing you. I can't tell you that holding on is costing you the life that you can live. I can tell you that trying to be somebody that you outgrew, you know what I'm saying? It's costing you. You know what I'm saying? It's costing you. You know, it's time to let go. It's time to, you know, allow yourself to be the greatest that you could possibly be. It's just time. You know what I'm saying? It's time for a new beginning. It's time for a new beginning. Let's go daily aspiration real quick. Let's go daily aspiration real quick. Let's go daily aspiration, because today we need to officially let go. Right? Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to the beginning of the rest of your life. In anything you do in life, it is mandatory that you follow your heart, follow your passion, and chase your dream like it's the last train of the life of the night. In order to be great, or greater than you already are, you must be willing to sacrifice who you are and for who you can become. It is imperative that you put the old you behind so that the new and improved you can begin to take form. This is an easy concept. It's easy. It's an easy concept. But where most people fail is in not wanting to let go of what they already have. Always remember that an ending is also a beginning. Stop being afraid to end. You cannot try on new shoes if you still have the old ones on. Take off the old shoes. They're run down, They served their purpose. Now it's time for the Louboutins or Giuseppes or whatever high price shoe that works with this analogy, right? To many people, your decision to end something that may seem safe and secure may seem ridiculous, but good, right? Being ridiculous, unrealistic, and delusional are all signs of greatness. It doesn't matter if they don't understand. Follow your heart and begin where you end, because nothing can stop you but you. So let me cut this off real quick. I want to go back to something, right? I need y'all to like understand this on the deepest level that you can understand this, right? You know, we're born great, right? And so in order to be great, you know, or greater than we already are, you must be willing to sacrifice who you are, right, for who you can become. Meaning this, again, regardless of where you started, regardless of what your circumstance is, there is a you that is, you know, that is like itching for you to be birthed, right? There is a you that is itching to be birthed, and you must, without a shadow of a doubt, you must allow that new you to be birthed. You must, right? And you have to be willing. And I use the word sacrifice, but it's not a sacrifice, right? I say you have to sacrifice who you are for who you could become. It's really not a sacrifice. The sacrifice is not letting go. The sacrifice is wanting to still be in the same space that you were last year, 5 years ago. You know how bad of a sacrifice that is to look back and to be like, yo, I was here 5 years ago. I was here 2 years ago. I was here a year ago. I'm still here. You know how much of a sacrifice that is to be at a space where, you know what I'm saying? Like you're like, nah, y'all. No. It's time. You know what I'm saying? It's time. You know what I'm saying? It's time to let go. It's time to be, yo. Oh, you know what Lisa said? Yo, Lisa say that you have to be willing to die. Right? Meaning like you must be willing to kill the old you so that the new you could be birthed. You got to shine in your purpose. Hold on. Yeah, Lisa. You tell them better.
Now tuned into My Vibe Radio. Elevate your mind.
Elevate your life.
I'm on garments assistance, and I run out of money, and I had to buy Pampers for Jelani. And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. And that day, what shifted for me was I was willing, and I don't know if this is gonna sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I have been.
Die so to any form of you that you've been.
The woman that I was becoming.
Yep.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been.
Uh-oh.
And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me anymore. I hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. Mm-hmm. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go.
Yep.
Go through the door.
Yep.
Myself. Teach myself. Learn myself. Condition myself. And then come back and get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I had to go through a window, Tom, of 10 years of judgment. You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you're... I have to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenient.
Your conviction make you inconvenient.
See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else. I was willing to inconvenience my entire life. My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. We can go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do.
Yeah.
That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. Like, the human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command?
What's our command tomorrow?
What do you want to create? It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar.
Yep.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back because you can fall. Always, it's going to tell you to step back, because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge, and you're standing at the edge, and you're watching everyone else fly. Let's pit my ride, watch my crib, all this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook. You're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly, or you're going to jump and fall on something soft, or you're going to fall down hard. Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. You're not, your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly.
Ooh, bars.
That you never leap. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. You don't get to be let off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision. Everything that I need to get back up, I have in me. If I don't have what I need, I can go get it. Once I figured that out, the world was my, like, playground. Like, the question was just, where do I go get it? I don't know about that. Where do I go get it? And I don't come from a learning background where I was a great student. I wasn't, you know, my highest grade in school was a C+. And when I got a C+, I did the happy dance. And so I didn't have a background where studying was natural for me. But when I realized that if I go study something and I learn it, I own it, it's mine now, man, it was crazy because all through school, I struggled. The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. And the same year I took a speech class, and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. And so I,
that's mean.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt, sad people make other people sad.
That's
bottom line. Don't take it personal. Hurt people hurt. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience required for transformation. So my grandmother says, and I love to repeat this, your conviction, what you're passionate about, your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block. They ain't even in the same zip code. So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. Well, when you realize that the box doesn't even exist, like someone made up, oh, you're playing outside the box. So we all bought into, there's a box. Well, I don't live in, I don't even own a box. I don't even want to get in your box. You better come out here because I ain't getting in there. And so when you start thinking like that, Tom, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and I give you one. Yeah. I don't give me an opportunity, I give you one. I'm just going to go after. If I die, I'm down the treadmill, like Wilson said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just willing to go after them. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a Black woman, well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books, I'm dyslexic. So just knowing, like, I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection.
Manage your imperfection.
And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you. And it's an excuse to never show up and play. Ooh. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel.
Yeah.
Any story. Like the fact, the beauty of me being one of the top 1% earners in America is that I was on government assistance.
Right.
Like, that's the beauty. Like, come on, it wouldn't be a big deal if my family was rich. Whatever. I'm supposed to do something. The beauty is that when you show the little engine that could story, like, I'm not going to run fast, but I ain't going to stop. I might sit down and have to breathe, catch my breath, but I'm not stopping. I believe all things are available to all of us. And good people should do well. Because when good people do well, good people just do more good in the world. I'm that same girl who ran track for Dorsey High School, who struggled to get through high school, got kicked out of college because I couldn't afford to stay. I was on government. I'm that same girl. I'm that same girl. I don't forget her. I'm also that same woman who runs a multi-million dollar business.
Yep.
I'm also the same woman who has 7 bestsellers. I own both of those. I own all of them. I don't shrink to my greatness, and I don't live in my saga and my sorrow. If you can own your brilliance while owning your imperfections, if you can own your giant while owning your smallness, if you can live in duality, constant duality, the freedom will be earth-shaking if you can live in that. See, either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your light, so that others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence. And so you keep playing at 79 watts when you know you're supposed to shine at 159 watts. And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle versus just giving the room you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades.
Let them put on some shades.
And you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections.
Yep.
And your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light. Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you. You're just, some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left.
Ooh.
If you go where you've never gone,
yep.
Do what you've never done,
yep.
And say what you've never said,
yep.
You'll become the woman and the man you've always known yourself to be.
Yep. So here's the deal.
Mind Ride Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
So here's the deal, right? Here's what I need you to understand. Is that you got to be willing, right? What she said, you got to be willing to die to any version of you that no longer serves you. You got to be willing to die to any version of you that no longer serves you. Right? No longer serves you. Because the truth of the matter is that There is a version of you, right? There is a version of you that doesn't believe the truth. There's a version of you that doesn't believe in the greatness that you are. There's a version of you. There's this version of you that doesn't believe in the greatness that you are. There's a version of you that is watching other people. And because you're watching other people, and you are not giving credit to who you are, you're downplaying what you can do, right? You're watching somebody else go 60 miles an hour, and you're impressed by that, by them going 60 miles an hour, and you're impressed that they're going 60 because right now you're going 20 and 30 miles an hour. But the truth is, you can actually go 120. You know what I'm saying? You know? You can actually go 120. And because you could go 120 and you're impressed by somebody who's going 60 miles an hour, you too busy watching them and you can't even get to a space where you need to go. Right? And so I need you to get to a space, right? I need you to get to a space where, you know, and that analogy came from Dr. Miles Monroe. I need you to get to a space where you start to believe in your greatness, though. You know what I'm saying? Start believing in your greatness. Yo, turn off social media if you have to, right? Don't watch the news if you have to. Put your head down and focus on you for a chance, right? Put your head down, right? Wolf said, what you eat don't make me shit. Excuse my language. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your head down. Put your head down. Turn it off for a second. You know what I'm saying? Put your head down for a second. Focus on you for a second, right? Focus on you. You know, man, you know what's a sad thing, honestly? It's sad because a lot of the people, social media, and I'm talking about social media for, you know, specifically, because social media is a highlight reel, you know? Social media is a highlight reel. Social media doesn't paint the full picture. It doesn't. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't paint the full picture. And so a lot of times when you are looking at somebody else's journey and looking at what somebody else is doing, you may think that they're happy, but you don't have the full picture. You know what I'm saying? I've been fortunate enough to I've always had access to high level people. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was growing up in the hood and having access, you know, to the hustlers and dope boys, stick up kids, and kind of understanding what they go through. Whether it's being a banker and having access to wealthy individuals and kind of, you know, being with those wealthy individuals and really being able to understand what you know, what they go through, you know, whether it's now as an entrepreneur having access to other high level entrepreneurs and just knowing what they go through, man, you know, and you know, just from confidentiality, privacy, you know, I don't talk publicly about some of these conversations. But what I will say to you is that there are a lot of people that you're jealous of, that you're envious of, that you're watching and you're trying to copy their blueprint that don't even want their blueprint, to be 100% honest with you. You know what I'm saying? And so I need you to just focus on you. I need you to focus on you. I need you to trust, right? I need you to trust that what God has promised, to be 100% honest with you, I need you to trust that what God has promised you is done. Not what God is not what God has promised you is coming. This is what I need you to do, right? I need you to trust that what God has promised you is done, right? Not that it's coming, right? Not that it's coming, but it's done. And I will run, right? I will run this analogy to the ground. But think about going to Amazon.com and ordering a package. You have so much faith in Amazon. Like you can't have more faith in Amazon than you do. You have more faith in God. Like, how you got more faith in Amazon than you have faith in God? Right? How do you have more faith in Amazon than you have faith in God? If you go to Amazon.com right now and you find something that you desire, you put it in your cart and you pay for it, you have an expectation that that package is on its way. You don't worry about the package. You don't get confused about the package. You don't go back to your Amazon account and search. You don't keep calling. You don't do nothing. You actually place the order and you go do something else. You're so sure that your Amazon package is coming that after you pay for your Amazon, right? After you pay for your package, you don't even nothing. You don't do nothing but wait for the package to come. You don't sit there and watch it. You don't sit there and be like, oh my God, I hope it's coming. You don't pray. You don't get on your knees and be like, oh God, please let this Amazon package come. Because you have faith in Amazon. You got faith in Amazon. You got faith that you put this pack, you press send, and now your back is turned. You go do something else, and you are sure that that package is going to come. So why you don't treat God the same way? Why you don't treat God the same way? Why you got to keep begging and asking and pleading? Right? Why don't you just place your order and then go do something else? Right? Why don't you just go place your order and go do something else and know and have faith that the moment that you place your order is done. The moment that you place your order, it is done. God has promised you, right? Abundance. Abundance is your birthright. God has promised you that, though. Right? I came to give you abundant life. God has promised you abundance. And so why are you not placing your order and then turning your back? You got to trust the manufacturer. You got to trust it.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation on another level. MindRightRadio.
Place your order.
The key to freedom is knowledge.
The key to freedom is knowledge.
And the key to knowledge is truth. And the key to truth is the manufacturer.
The manufacturer.
I repeat, is a principle. The key to truth is the manufacturer. Let's talk. Knowledge is the key to freedom. But the key to knowledge got to be checked carefully. I used to think that knowledge was power. That's not necessarily true, because you can learn the wrong thing. Jesus said the only thing that can set you free is not knowledge, but knowledge of the truth. Now, I mentioned to you that truth, the key to truth is who? The manufacturer. What do I mean by that? The manufacturer is the only one who knows the truth about his product. Let me try it one more time. The manufacturer is the only one who knows the truth about
the manufacturer, the person who created the product,
everybody
knows the truth.
Else is experimenting. Everybody else is guessing, and everybody else has opinions. The manufacturer knows the truth about his product. That's why you shouldn't get information from anyone else except the manufacturer.
Yep.
Don't even believe the retailer, because he's in business for sales. That's why I don't trust humans to tell me who I am. Don't depend on customers' experience to determine the value of a product, because some customers don't know how to use it. Well, it's slow here tonight. Many of us have literally allowed people to talk us out of good products because they abused it and it didn't work for them. Not because your marriage didn't work doesn't mean marriage doesn't work. You just didn't know how to stay married. You didn't follow the manufacturer's manual. You didn't follow the specifications. Are you understanding me? What is a manual? The word manual is, you check it, you see it spelled this way. M-A-N-U. You see that there? Manu. It's from a Latin word, which means to make or maker. Manu. Now, if you put the word manu and put another word next to it, factor, which is the factor that man uses, which means the factor that made the product, you have the word manufacturer. Are you with me? So a manufacturer is the factor that made the product. And the book that he sends with it never comes from the retailer. Manuals are never produced by wholesalers. Manuals are never printed by customers. It's called a manual because it's from the manufacturer, which means the manual means the maker's mind.
The maker's mind.
Write it down.
It means bars, the maker's mind.
What the maker did was took his mind and put it on paper and sent it with his product. So that when you read the manual, you're reading his mind about this product. And he's telling you, don't attempt to operate this product until you've read my mind completely. Why? Because I'm the only one who knows this product. Why? Because I made it. I designed it.
Yep.
I designed all of the circuits. I know the potential of my product. Now, the manual that you have with the product, if you ignore the manual, you are ignoring the mind of the maker. And if you ignore the maker's mind, then you are experimenting. People who have read the manual do not experiment.
People who read the manual do not experiment.
What to do. They know how to get out of the product which is in there. Because they know the mind of the manufacturer concerning his product. I want to invite you to consider where you came from. What company produces you? It's a good question. Sony produced Sony products. Mercedes-Benz produced Mercedes products. Toyota produces Toyota products. Well, I came from God Incorporated, and my company is eternal. It's not registered with the Dow Jones average. It's not on the stock market exchange because its value is too much. And my company that produced me is the only element that has the right to tell me the truth about me.
Yup.
When the manufacturer.
The manufacturer's the only one that can tell you the truth.
A purpose. Every manufacturer creates products for specific purposes. And the purpose for which they make the product determines the design of it and the ability of the product. Therefore, the key to knowing a product's ability and potential is not determined by your opinion of it. Yeah. You take it one step further.
Opinion doesn't matter.
You can't hear in cars. And if you were to go outside and check your car, you would discover something very strange. When you first buy a car, you sit in the driver's seat. If you check the speedometer registration, there's a number on that registration. The number of that car, registration may say
gas is barred.
Some cars may say 210. Other cars may say even 280. Now, how could the manufacturer place on that registration of the speedometer that number? How can he tell you that this car can travel at 160 miles per hour? What gives him the audacity and the right to tell you, without your permission, that this automobile can travel at 160 miles per hour? He didn't ask you. And when he sold it, he placed it there, and he's daring you. He's telling you, try it. I guarantee that this automobile could travel at 160. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what your opinion is. I made it, and I put in this car the horsepower and the piston power and the firepower to go at 160. You know, before they release the car, they test it first. So they're not asking you to test anything. They're asking you to use it. Driving at 150, does that cancel the car's potential to travel at 160? Let me ask the question again. If you've been driving for the last 30 years at 55 miles per hour, does your experience cancel the car's ability? No. That's why you should not judge life by your experience. If the car is parked outside and you walk up to the car and you say this, now this is how it works. You say to this car, you are stupid. Can the car still travel 160? Yes. If you say to this car, I think you dumb and ignorant and backward. Can it still travel 160? Yes. You say to this car, I don't like your color. Can it still travel 160? Your opinion does not affect the potential of the car. Please write that down. Opinions do not change potential.
Opinions do not change potential.
What you think about the car,
what you think,
is irrelevant to the
what
car
you think don't matter. Wait, hold on. Hey, yo, because I need you to catch that. Opinion does not change potential. Right? If you are made in the image and likeness of the Most High God, and God is the greatest, which means that you are God's potential, which means that you are great, right? Greatness on display. Even if you think you ain't ish, that opinions don't change potential. Even if you think you ain't nothing, that still don't even matter, because you still have the potential to be great, because you are great. You have the potential to be what you are. All right? So I need you to catch that. Your opinion of yourself doesn't change the potential that you got. Sheesh.
The problem is,
yo, just test it, that's all.
That most of us have accepted other people's opinions about us. Now, here's a strange phenomenon. If you've been driving at 50 miles per hour all your life, but you're capable of 150, and I come and pass you at 60, then you are impressed. Isn't that crazy? Here you are driving 50 all your life. Someone passes by making 60 miles per hour, and you go, wow. And what you don't realize is that you can make 160. Yeah. The problem is, we are impressed by people who ain't doing nothing.
Impressed by people
who
ain't doing nothing.
That's why I never allow what you do to interfere with what I could do. There's more inside of you than what you've done. God's not satisfied with your present accomplishments. So don't allow people's opinions to interfere with your potential. Don't let anybody declare an opinion over your speedometer. Because God has buried in you untapped treasure. Society is a dangerous norm. And I don't want to be normal. The key to freedom is knowledge.
The key to freedom is knowledge.
And the key to knowledge is truth. And the key to truth is the manufacturer.
Yep.
Let's talk. Knowledge is the key to freedom. But the key to knowledge got to be checked carefully.
Got to be checked carefully. And so listen, right? We impressed. And I, you know, just don't even have an opinion on who you're impressed by. That's also a problem. So let me just say that. Like, it's also a problem to the judgmental, even judging somebody's journey is a problem. Right? Like, just run your race. Like I want you to run your race. I want you to be so focused on your race that you don't even see what other people are doing. It don't even matter what other people are doing, because everybody has the potential. Nobody's a nobody, right? Everybody got the same potential, right? And so in your mind, you giving them that energy. Stop giving them energy. The only energy you need to give is congratulations. Yo, I see you. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just run your race. That's what I'm saying. Run your race. Run your race. Because it is your belief system, right? What we just said, we said opinions, right? Opinion does not change potential, right? Opinion does not affect potential, right? But guess what allows you to live out that potential though, right? Guess what allows you to live out that potential though? Your belief. All you gotta do is believe, right? We talked about the Amazon package. All you gotta do is believe. You believe that God is gonna deliver. That's it. That's how. That's how you reach your potential. You reach your potential by just believing, right? God said his car go 120. I believe it. Let's go. Put the pedal to the metal. Let's go. All you got to do is believe.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness. It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith.
The last mile filled in simply
That's
by faith.
The deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous, just because you believe me. Abraham believed God, the Bible said, and it was counted unto him as righteousness, just because he believed God. That's why you have to be careful about judging people.
Stop judging people.
But you don't know what they believe.
You don't know what they believe.
You know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the book as good as the one you are judging.
Somebody needs to hear this.
God counted that belief as righteousness.
Wait, hold on.
Mind Right Radio.
Hold on.
Your number one source of
Hold on, Bishop.
Elevation.
Tell them, say it again for the people in the back. They hear you. Who didn't hear you? Say it for the ones that ain't hear you, fam.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness. It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be, the last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith. That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous, just because you believe. That's why you have to be careful about judging people. Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteousness. What God is concerned about in us is the fact that we do not believe.
We don't believe. That's what God is concerned about.
His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's so simple, we miss it all the time.
We miss it all the time.
We give him works, we give him duties, we give him all kinds of sacrifices, walking around trying to be spiritual. None of that is going to count as much as simply taking God at his word, believing what he has said about you, walking in truth and in clarity, and having peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
That's all I believe.
Yep.
The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am. I am defined by my vision, my purpose, and my goals. That's my playbook. That's my creed. That's what I believe. You see, the reason that's important, if you know who you are, then you know who you are not. If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you, and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people, depending upon who we were with, because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding of who we are. You say, well, I'm not talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God, but I'm also talking about believing in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
I can do all
things. I can do all things.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just I'm right there. Say it again. I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? Say it again, I can do all things. You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things. Can you imagine how different your job interview would go if you really believed that and walked in? They said, what do you do? I can do. Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spanked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby. You can do all things. We quote it. We don't believe it. Not like we need to. One of the great privileges of my life is an opportunity to interact with people that I've seen from afar, if I get to see up close. I have met very few incredibly successful people who were not positive about themselves, confident in themselves. And I have met none of them who were any more gifted than you. None of them. None of them are any more gifted than you. In fact, in many cases, they are less gifted.
They're less gifted.
Less talented.
Yep.
Less skilled. They don't have more than you. They think differently than you. People aren't blessed because they have more. Life is an equal opportunity experience. You come here with two eyes and two legs and two ears and a nose and a mouth and a couple of hands. Boom, you're here. What you do with what God gave you is left up to you. The God sitting beside you has no more than you do. He might have done more with what he had, but he didn't get any more. I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They don't believe nothing. Let me try y'all over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They're doing a little bit better. I'm going to try this section over here. The predicament that you're in right now does not define your destiny. You ought to look at every negative situation in your house and say, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
I don't believe you. You're a liar.
You lied on me. I'm better than this.
You ought to lay a hand on that tumor and call it a liar. Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you got to call it out. You're a liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to die like your mama did. You're going to get sick like your daddy did. You got to talk back to those voices and say, hey! Sickness is a liar. Failure is a liar. Depression is a liar. Suicide is a liar. Despair is a liar. Spirits of heaviness, you're a liar. Disease, you're a liar. Can't learn, you're a liar. Can't read, you're a liar. Can't make it, you're a liar. Can't take it, you want to call out every liar.
All right, y'all.
Mind Right Radio.
You know the assignment.
Your number one source.
You know the assignment. Yo, first and foremost, because I didn't come Thursday or Friday. So, first and foremost, yo, if y'all didn't see that Inside the Vault episode with my brother Storm Leroy, then you miss you like yo. When I tell you. First of all, I need y'all to watch it and tell me, because everybody, yo, people been telling me that that's the best interview that we did in Inside the Vault, which I don't know. That's my guy, right? That's my guy and all that. But Candy Burris was a powerful interview. Alex Burton was a good interview. Ash versus Ash had to be one of the greatest interviews ever. You know what I'm saying? But everybody say, I listen to the people, right? I listen to the people. People saying that was the best interview on Inside the Vault so far. That's what I'm hearing. All right, David Banner, my fault, right? David Banner was a great interview. You know what I'm saying? What up, nephew? Ash versus Ash. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You know what? I need to cut that up, man. Maybe not enough people saw that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Ash versus Ash is at 14,000, I think. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Ash versus Ash is like at 14,000. Right? Derek Grace was a great interview. But yo, hey, yo, Storm broke all type of records, though. You know what I'm saying? Storm broke all type of records, B. Yo, in just 3 days, you know what I mean? He's at 47,000 views, yo. You know what I mean? Look, Ash versus Ash was dope. I wasn't even sure they were both you for a minute. Right? Jeremy Anderson. You know what I'm saying? Jeremy Anderson was. Hey, yo, but I'm telling you, word on the streets, though, is what they saying. They saying that Storm interview was the best one, yo. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, if y'all haven't signed up yet, because it was innovative show, Coach Stormy, you know what I'm saying? With this elevation, yo. So, if y'all didn't catch the show, watch the show. Storm and I are doing our last doing our last 5-day challenge starting today. So if you didn't sign up yet, I need you to go to myfirstpropertychallenge.com. Go to myfirstpropertychallenge.com. Tap in, right? Myfirstpropertychallenge.com. We are doing a 5-day challenge to teach you about how get to that M. A lot of us trying to get to that M. And so we're going to teach you how to get to that M. And so myfirstpropertychallenge.com, I think it's the second link in my bio. Hit that. What else I got for y'all? I think that's it, y'all. 9 o'clock. I think that is it. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all, just being here. I appreciate y'all. And as you know, we always ride out to this. We ride out to this. This is how we close the show. The show ain't done until we close the show. We ride out. I focus on my goals. All right, thank you for the badge, love. Self-work. 15 badges. Ramaya Trash, thank you for the badge, love. I'm JP Rich, thank you for the badge, love. Carmella, 32, thank you for the badge, love. Khalik, Mimini, thank you for the badge, love. Miss Tiff, 817, thank you for the badge, love. J Monique 3, thank you for the badge, love. I am Shay Love, thank you for the badge, love. Saba Michelle, thank you for the badge, love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge, love. Panther Ink Graphics, thank you for the badge, love. It's Halo, thank you for the badge, love. Well, cut me up. Salute my G, thank you for the badge, love. Butterfly Thoughts LLC, thank you for the badge, love. We're CJ, appreciate the badge, love. P-Dub 7000, I appreciate the badge, love. We're gonna ride out, cause what? Oh, wait, hold on, my phone. It's supposed to drop right there. K. Rudy G. Know to be thinking for the badge, love, huh? My self-worth and net worth shine bright. Thank you for the badge, love. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and network I'm building every day. I like how that sound. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll see y'all again in God's will tomorrow. Same time, same place. Peace.
I'm talking about well.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. No talk, money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.